been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the middle of May. How about that? We're already halfway through the second quarter of 2016, and looks like we've got a pretty good start here to the week. In fact, a lot of stocks blasting off, including several in my portfolios. I'll talk about those in a minute. The Dow right now is up 72 points. Hey, that's a good way to start the week post-Mother's Day. 20,968 is where we now sit on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and 21,000 seems to be the ceiling that the Dow keeps bumping its head on. We'll see. I think it's going to get through there eventually. The S&P 500, 2,401 this morning. Its ceiling has been 2,400. Looks like we're trying to eat through that resistance. We're up 10 points this morning. 0.4%, 2,401 on the S&P 500. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, new high. Is that a new all-time high? Up 20 points. 6,141 on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has been leading the hit parade here in 2017. Why? Because that's where the real growth is in the market right now. Crude oil having a nice day. That's got to have a lot to do with this rally in the market. Up $1.37 per barrel this morning to $49.21 per barrel. We'll talk about why oil is up today here in a bit. Gold even having a good day. They like those ballistic missile tests by North Korea. That's what the gold bugs like. Up $6.30 to $12.34. 1, 2, 3, 4. The euro is at 1.0985 and the 10-year yield at 2.34%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California, where we hit you live every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. We'll be moving the show in Atlanta to a live time slot, so we're glad to finally secure that spot in Atlanta, and always we welcome in our new Phoenix listeners. We're starting to talk to some people in Phoenix now about what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management, which is a little bit different than the other shows. You know, to each his own. And the direction I come at it from in the market is a little bit of active management, I think is wise from time to time, not on a daily basis, but the major cycles. I guess you could say I'm a cycle player. We've been in a good cycle in the economy and in the stock market since 2009. And as long as that cycle remains in place and as long as that cycle and market does not get too expensive, we're going to make as much hay while the sun is shining. Meanwhile, I don't like the cycle at all in the bond market. I think it turned sour last July. I wrote about that in Seeking Alpha and in my newsletter. Bonds are down considerably since that July call, which was almost the top of the bond market. But I think you ain't seen nothing yet in the bond market. I think it gets a whole lot worse, not tomorrow, not next week, but over the next 1, 3, 5 years, it's hard for me to see where the capital appreciation is going to come from. In that bond market, I'm also not an index guy. You know, I believe in cherry picking those indexes. The indexes are full of a lot of filler, just like a big bag of baseball cards filled with utility infielders and relief pitchers with those big thick glasses, you know, that you could never trade with any guy. Nobody wanted that guy. You know, you'd have to And you'd get a whole bag full of those, and that there would be a few good ones in that bag of baseball cards, and that's kind of the way I look at the indexes. Well, we've got oil up a little bit today. That's going to lift stocks. Saudi Arabia and Russia actually agreeing to something. They agreed to extend the supply cut to March of 2018. So originally it was a six-month agreement. Now they've extended that agreement another 6 months. But meanwhile, it seems to me that the U.S. is meeting those supply cuts with a ramping up of our own now that we have a more energy-friendly administration and energy secretary. I still am very negative and very bearish on the energy patch, the energy sector. I don't have any exposure whatsoever, not even the MLPs, nothing. No exposure whatsoever to the energy patch or to anything commodity right now. Now, they have their cycles too, obviously. They had one heck of a cycle back in the 2009, 2010 area and prior to that when cement was roaring, rebar was roaring, copper prices were roaring, China was building, and the commodity cycle and the commodity boom was terrific, and it was a good cycle to ride back then. But right now, a very sour cycle from my perspective in the commodities market, which includes oil, which includes gold, which includes aluminum. Let's not forget molybdenum and copper. I don't like the commodity stocks right now. Well, there's a focus on the cybersecurity stocks. That should come as no surprise with the big WannaCry. That's the name of the worm that was sent around the world, ransomware attack. What do? They hold your data hostage. Hey, you want your data back? Well, just put a little bit of money here in our PayPal account or send us some bitcoins, which seems to be the currency of the internet these days. A lot of the cybersecurity stocks having a very good day. There is an ETF that has the cybersecurity stocks in it. The name of it is HACK. Well, that's a good symbol, isn't it? HACK, H-A-C-K. It's a $1 billion ETF, and it holds a lot of those stocks like FireEye and Cyberware and, Palo Alto Networks, etc. Symantec, one that I own, it's having a good day, as are a lot of those cybersecurity stocks. Let's see how Symantec's doing. That's in my portfolios. Up 4.8% this morning. North Korea fires another ballistic missile over the weekend. You know what? They're not going to listen to the world community. And that's not how North Korea works. We're not going to pass anything in the UN resolutions. That's not going to do any good. That's not going to deter them one single solitary bit. Now they fire a ballistic missile that flew 700 kilometers. That sounds like 430 miles to me, if I remember my Dewey Decimal. No, what is it? The metric system. Dropping in the sea between North Korea's east coast and Japan. This is the first launch in 2 weeks. It's only been 2 weeks since their last launch. And that is helping gold a little bit. You know, it seems to me that something's going to have to be done about North Korea at some point in time here. They seem to be hell-bent on the course they're currently on. Barron's writes about the jumping on the overseas stocks train over the weekend. Well, my app has been on this trend much earlier than Barron's ever got to it. Barron's is saying one reason to jump into Europe right now is because of their easy-peasy monetary policy. And that's what I've been saying. I said, well, one of the reasons why you're seeing this rush to Europe, not because their economy is exactly scorching it up over there, but because our monetary policy is now in tightening mode, while their monetary policy remains in about as easy mode as one can imagine. Just listen to one of Mario Draghi's news conferences, which are always riveting. If you're having trouble going to sleep at night, record Mario Draghi's news conference and play it about 8 p.m. And I think by 8:45 you'll be conked out. Easy peasy monetary policy overseas in Europe. And you know what? There's a thought that maybe stocks are a little bit cheaper than the big run-up stocks that we've had here in the U.S. of A. Analysts losing confidence in JCPenney. I mean, really? They're finally waking up to that fact now that JCPenney's is $4.25. To me, I think there's some terminal stocks out there. I think Sears Holding is one of them. I think JCPenney's is another one. And I think there's probably a whole heck of a lot of more as the bricks and mortars continue to fall apart. And as the online retailers and the ETF iBuy continues to hit new highs, it's a trend, my friend, and the trend is your friend. Where are the other trends in the market to play right now? Well, we call it the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and we're putting up some numbers here this year at Gunderson Capital. More on that in a bit. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in the newsletter over the weekend, I once again talked about the overall market, because the very first decision you have to make about the market is, do I want to be in the market? Well, my newsletter put out a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That seems like eons ago. And I revisit that every single week, and I updated my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for this year and next year once again this past week, and I updated my target price for the S&P 500 this year and next year once again this past week. If you missed the newsletter, if you're not getting my newsletter, I've been writing it for two decades. Now, I would say it's been pretty much right on and has given you pretty good guidance in the market since 2009. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. I pour my heart and soul pretty much. It's an all-day Friday project and a little bit of Saturday morning, and make sure I've got all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. There may be a punctuation error here or there. I do it by myself. I don't have time to have an editor and a proofreader and all this kind of thing. I got to get it out to the readers. If I'm a few hours late, I hear all kinds of grief. Where's the newsletter, Gunderson? Are you okay? You know what? I want to make sure it's right before I send it. And also in that newsletter, I go through my favorite asset classes in the market right now. That's the second decision you have to make, is how to allocate your portfolio. We hear that word all the time, asset allocation. Some people allocate just to be allocated. I don't think that's a good idea. I think there's things that I don't want to be allocated to. Don't force me to allocate a big chunk of my portfolio to an asset class that I don't like. At some point in the future, we will have another bear market. We will have another recession in the economy. Earnings of the S&P 500 will start to recede, just like the tide. At some point in time, everything is cyclical. We're in a cyclical period in the market that is favorable, because the tide has been coming in for earnings of the S&P 500 since 2009. And the projections for that tide is something that I address every week in the portfolio, because to me, in the newsletter, because to me, that is the best indicator out there of where the market is headed. It becomes a mathematical equation at some point in time. But when that tide will eventually begin to recede on the earnings of the S&P, don't force me to be in the market, doggone it. I want to take my portfolio elsewhere when that next recession looms, when those earnings estimates start to crumble. And just like I do not like the bond market right now, you know, that pretty much is a core holding in an asset allocation portfolio. This week, Scott Trade is coming to town, the advisory council. It's our last meeting before Scott Trade gets bought out by Ameritrade in the fall. I am on the Scott Trade Advisory Council. I'm one of the advisors that's been with them since the beginning, and I'm one of their largest advisors that manages money and uses Scott Trade for a custodian. That's not any kind of an endorsement for me or anything. They chose me as a sampling of, the kinds of businesses that their advisors run, and I'll be meeting with the rest of the council this week. And they've chosen, of all places, to hold their annual meeting right here in San Diego. Well, I couldn't think of a better place. Maybe Hawaii would have been nice. You know, it's a little chilly here in San Diego right now. I think it's 62 this morning. But I'll be meeting with them, and it's always interesting to hear how other people run their businesses. And I would just say that over time, since I've been on the advisory council at Scott Trade, and over the last several years in my industry, I have seen this massive move, migration towards the asset allocation, passive, hands-off model, low fees, that so many people have rushed into. And now even Scott Trade offers that model. I can remember the time when they said, hey, as your custodian, we'll never compete with you. Well, now they're a major competitor. They're wanting to manage my clients' money at a much lower price, but they use the robotic method. The scenario that says, listen, you're 65 years old, you should have 65% of your portfolio in the bond market, 35% in the stock market, maybe even less than that, and the rest in cash. That's the model. That's the formula. And we're going to rebalance that thing every 90 days. And that's what the bulk of my industry does right now. Well, you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it. I didn't like it when I saw other trends come along in the market. I saw people chasing yield back in the 2006, 2007, 2008 era, chasing yield by buying the subprime debt ETFs and the subprime debt funds and notes. I've seen some bad things come along in this industry. I remember I didn't like the non-traded REIT trend that I saw. I stayed away from all of that, and I'm staying away from this trend because I think that a little bit of active management along the way is useful. Can potentially keep you out of trouble, and it could potentially keep you in the right areas of the market at the right time, and you've got to make hay while the sun is shining. My ultra growth portfolio, which is for my more aggressive clients, is 100% stocks right now. There's no bonds in it whatsoever. And it's up after all, even if I was charging you my maximum rate of money management fee, it's up so far this year. There's another couple of big winners in there today. Trivago reported earnings this morning. Trivago is one of those travel websites online, which has put a lot of those travel agencies out of business, I suppose. It's having a very good day, propelling that portfolio. Semantics having a very good day. It's one of those, anti-cyber, it's a cybersecurity stock. And meanwhile, the Premier Growth Fund, which is for the larger cap, a little bit more conservative than the ultra growth, it's also 100%, 5% cash right now, 95% invested in the stock market. I have no exposure to the bond market. And it's up after expenses 7.8% so far this year. So, listen, you can buy into the robotic, automated process, rebalancing every 3 months, passive index investing. I go a little different direction here at Gunderson Capital Management. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, as soon as the show is over, I will start going through my database of about 4,300 stocks, mutual funds, closed-end funds, ETFs, etc., looking for the best of the best. And I don't believe in diversification just for the purpose of diversification. In many cases, it's diversification. Here you've got a good year going on in the market, and I don't know. I mean, I'd hate to be dragging 60-70% of my portfolio around with a big bond exposure. Bonds were up 1% last year. That's just a general bond fund, and they're up about 1% again this year. Meanwhile, the market is doing much, much better than that. And, of course, investing is all about the future. And looking out into the future, I can't see where capital appreciation is going to come from in the bond market. Therefore, I believe income investors are better served right now by having ownership in something as opposed to lending money to somebody in the debt markets. The world is awash in debt. Interest rates in the U.S. hit a 5,000-year low. How do you know that, Gunderson? Were you around five? I guess apparently I heard. In fact, I heard this from Greenspan. He said they have cuneiforms from Egyptian tombs showing what interest rates were like. Only Greenspan would know something like that, you know. And he says that we're hitting 5,000-year lows. That was about last July when that. In fact, I published an article. Interest rates are at 5,000-year lows. And, you know, I mean, they only have one way to go from there, it would seem to me, unless they're going to go way into the negative, and I don't see that happening. So, therefore, I think income investors are better served. Even my income portfolio right now, zero exposure to the bond market or interest rate sensitive instruments. Look at your own portfolio. How many instruments are you in that are interest rate sensitive? I think you've got to take inventory of that. And I think it's possible that a lot of retirees and a lot of people, depending upon the income from their portfolios, may be in the way of a freight train called rising rates that's slowly making its way around the bend. So, you know, if you want to get a second opinion on your portfolio and how you're positioned now and how the Schwab robots have you positioned, you can speak with us here at Gunderson Capital Management. We do things a little bit differently. We don't passively sit on our thumbs when the world changes. You have to make some adjustments from time to time in the market. And just like this bull market, which began in 2009, it's not going to last forever. The average bull is 5 years. This one's now in its ninth year. We've had bull markets as big as 15 years, as long as 15 years. So we continue to take it day by day, week by week, even hour by hour, and I continue to be bullish on the market. And here's one of the reasons why. Earnings season is now basically over. 91% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported their first quarter earnings. 75% of the companies that have reported have beat their earnings expectations. That's higher than normal. Normally, it's about 70, the low 70s. This one comes in at the mid 70s. But here's the number that pops off the page to me. S&P 500 earnings for this quarter, now almost in the books, are now expected to come in a whopping 13.6% higher than the same comparable quarter last year. This is the best quarter we've had since 2011. Isn't that hard to believe? I mean, all these years of bull market that we've had, and this is the best quarter of them all? Just when you would think that the bull market would be winding down and in its final act, it comes up with the best quarter since 2011. Now, earnings are expected to grow this year, when all is said and done, by 10% versus last year. Now, a lot of that is because of the rebound in the oil markets. Oil got down to $26 per barrel a year ago, January. Now, of course, we're back in the mid-40s, and that has helped lift the earnings. That has helped earnings climb back in the S&P 500, but there's also a lot of companies within that S&P 500 that continue to knock the ball out of the park. I talked about many of those individual stocks last week. Many of them, which I own, Logmine, Marriott Vacations, Mercado Libre, Global Payments, all had very good weeks. Shopify had very good earnings reports. And this has been a very good earnings season. Now the bottom line is this. Earnings of the S&P have been growing since 2009. You can throw every argument you want at me. Go ahead, I can take it. I've taken it since 09. Every time I write an article, I get emails. Not that many negative ones. I have followers on StockTwits. I have 45,000 followers on StockTwits, and they know. Ah, there's that Bull Gunderson. Let's throw some more darts at that guy. And they'll throw everything they've got at me. You can come at me with every single argument, whether it's North Korea, whether it's political infighting, whether it's macro events, whether it's a tightening Fed. You can throw it all at me, whether it's non-GAAP earnings procedures, you know, whatever. The bottom line is that earnings have been growing in the S&P 500 every year since 2009. And there's a very simple axiom in the market. Markets, indexes, stocks follow earnings. As long as they don't get too expensive, little caveat. So as long as earnings continue to grow, the market's going to continue to go higher. Well, now we can obviously say that the future of this bull market, which is now 8 years and 2 months old, depends upon earnings and earnings expectations. We don't know what the earnings are going to be a year from now in the S&P. That's all we can do is look to expectations because the market trades on expectations. And in my newsletter over the weekend, I once again updated the expectations for this year and the expectations for next year. And I updated my target prices for the S&P 500 for this year and for next year. And don't forget that every time one of the components of the S&P 500 reports earnings, that's a little tributary feeding into that total S&P 500 earnings picture. Well, it's always a mixed picture, you know. I mean, not every company beats earnings. 25% of the companies missed earnings this past quarter. And I find that it's usually a lot of the bad stocks within those indexes, the utility infielders, the relief pitchers with the big thick glasses, you know, and a hat that's crooked. Those are the baseball cards in that bag of baseball cards that I don't want. And the indexes are full of junk, even the S&P 500. You say, Gunderson, that Standard & Poor's would put in companies in the S&P 500 that aren't very good. Well, there's a lot of them that haven't done anything in years. They're stocks of yesteryear. They have put up no performance for the poor investors for years, the Bed Bath & Beyonds, the Transocean Offshores, the IBMs, etc. Whereas the cream in the S&P 500, the Amazons, the Netflix, the Priceline.coms of the world continue to put forth the good earnings estimate. That's why they're $1,200 per share. And JCPenney's is $4.25 per share. Well, then there's the contrarian view. Well, I'm a contrarian. I was a contrarian. My mother will tell you I was a contrarian as a child. Well, my mother would have told you that too. I was a contrarian. I've got a little granddaughter she's visiting right now. She loves to say, why? when you ask her to do something. Why? She's a contrarian. You know what? Contrarians have been killed in the stock market. They've been absolutely bludgeoned since 2009. They've bought gold. They've shorted the market. They've bought Sears. They've gone against the grain. Well, you know what? Going with the grain in the market is the better way to go. And the grain continues to head higher. How high can it go? More on that in a moment. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to finish my little discussion there on contrarian investing. Now, in the way that most of the market looks at contrarian investing is you go against the grain. If the tech stocks are going up, you short the tech stocks. If everybody is bullish on the market, then you're bearish on the market. I can tell you lots of contrarians. I know a lot of them. I see them on TV all the time. There's the guy in the sweater down in Florida, and there's the guy, you know, this guy and that guy, and they're always negative on the market. Every time they bring them on, you already know what they're going to say. They're contrarians, doggone it. I'll tell you who the contrarian is. I'm a contrarian. The whole world has gone to passive. Asleep at the wheel. Don't do anything. When the market starts to jag, you go with it. When interest rates start to zig, you go with it instead of zagging. I'm the contrarian. I'm still a partially active investor in today's passive world. I'm not an index guy. I guarantee you this week when I meet with the Scott Trade Advisory Council in downtown San Diego, I'm the contrarian at the table. I sit around a table of advisors from all over the country, and every one of them, except for one guy, there's one guy there. The rest of them are all index investors, asset allocation, robotic models. And, you know, you ask them about a stock, and I never heard of it. If I asked a guy down there or a gal, you own any Trivago? No, but I used it to book my tickets out here to San Diego. Well, you know, I believe I'm the contrary, and I'm still a guy who believes in knowing stocks, in knowing the market, and not buying into the ETF craze. ETFs also are full of junk. You can cherry pick ETFs also. You know, they've got to come up with an index. Ask somebody who comes up and invents indexes. You got to get the representative companies, whether they're good or they're bad, to best represent that index. And is anything, just like baseball players, racehorses, I don't care what it is, managers, CEOs, there's good ones. And there's a whole sea of mediocrity out there. And I believe that the indexes are full of mediocrity. I believe that the asset allocation model is full of mediocrity. I think there's times to be active in the market. And that doesn't mean you're jumping in and out over time. I think it's cyclical. And these big cycles in interest rates, these big cycles in S&P 500 earnings, these big cycles in the economy, I believe you have to make adjustments when times change. Well, times have not changed in the stock market since 2009. We've had some scary moments. There's been times when I've gotten a little more active than others to protect on the downside, and that may have cost me a little bit of performance some of those years. But I also believe in protecting on the downside if possible when bad times come along. We had several false starts along the way over the last 9 years. Every day hasn't been up since 2009. Every week hasn't been up. Every month hasn't been up. Every quarter hasn't been up. But the bottom line is earnings have been rising for the S&P 500 since 2009. And it still looks favorable going forward. And since 2009, earnings rates have been dropping until July of last year when we hit rock bottom, in my opinion. In fact, there was talk, I remember at the press conference for Ms. Yellen when they asked her, will interest rates go negative in the U.S.? Because they had gone negative in Germany. They'd gone negative in Japan. They were threatening to go negative in other parts of the world. And she says, no, I don't see them going negative. You know, to me, that was the bottom. I saw the tremendous run-up in the real estate investment trusts back July of last year. The utilities were roaring. Dividend-paying stocks were roaring. Anything interest rate sensitive was in a bubble. I called it a bubble. And since that time, they've had their big comeuppance. You had to make adjustments to your portfolio back then. And I think going out, looking forward, it's hard to make projections right now on the bond market. I think it's a big unknown, but it's hard for me to project positive returns from the bond market and the debt markets and the interest rate sensitive markets over the next 3 to 5 years. While the rest of the world is pricing in, you know, 3 or 4% returns, 5% returns, that's what they've been in the past after all, but that was in a falling interest rate environment. So if you want to know who the contrarian is, doggone it, I'm the contrarian here at the table. Well, anyways, as we go throughout the week, I want to visit a lot of individual areas of the market. Technology, obviously, continues to be a leader in the market. Stocks continue to hold sway big time over debt. You know, you can own Apple shares, or you can lend Apple money. Believe it or not, Apple, with all their cash, they floated a big chunk of debt last week. Why? Because they have a lot of cash overseas that they can't access. If they bring it back here to the U.S., it's going to be taxed at a 35% rate. That's why they're waiting and hoping for some kind of a fairer tax system that will enable them to bring that cash back at a much lower rate. So in the meantime, they borrow money. Even though they have all this cash, they're borrowing money. You can lend Apple money or you can own the shares. There's the difference. And going forward, which of those two has more upside potential and will lend more vibrancy and life to your portfolio? Lending money and being a lender or owning a piece of the company? Now, it has to be tightly managed. That's where I come in as a professional money manager, to look at all my holdings every single day on a daily basis, to be vigilant. I wrote about that in my newsletter over the weekend. But I'm just a big believer right now, with a world that is awash in debt, I think ownership is the place to be. Well, if you'd like to talk to me about my money management practice, I manage money for people all across America. I write an in-depth weekly newsletter. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which helps guide me. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.